Historically, civilian and national security-related IT systems have been governed by different sets of policies and procedures. OMB and the National Institutes of Standards and Technology have been responsible for developing the policies and procedures and controls for civilian non-national security systems, while the Committee on National Security Systems, DOD, and the intelligence community have been responsible for developing the policies and procedures for national security systems. But both sets of guidance can cover similar topics and processes such as certification and accreditation, risk assessments. And as a result, organizations that have responsibility or overall visibility of federal information systems, such as the CIO Council or Committee on National Security Systems, could not easily assess the security of federal information systems. In addition, reciprocity, which is the mutual agreement among entities to accept each other's security assessments, was hampered because of these differences. And so what we found is that the agency sometimes felt it necessary to recertify and reaccredit information systems, expending resources and time and money that may not have been necessary.
And as I was reading through the report, I've heard stories of people who have to have different machines on their desk because one handles classified information, one doesn't. Does this deal with that, those kinds of issues?
Not specifically. But it could have some impact. There's still to be separation between classified information. You don't want classified information out on a system that is available to the public at large, for example.
Right.
But it does have an impact in terms of being able to, particularly for contractors and developers, IT system developers, to have a more harmonized set of requirements to build to when they're developing these systems.
And this, it seems like this is an area where you don't want confusion because you don't want somebody mistakenly putting something out that shouldn't necessarily be out.
That's absolutely correct. And one of the things that the agencies have done, they created a task force to actually explore those issues and identify which guidance and policies are suitable for harmonization. And what we found is that they're making progress in undertaking that effort.
And so the progress that they're making is consolidating. We're not going to get to a single set of policies and guidance, are we?
Not exactly,
yeah.
Because of just some of the inherent differences in the security requirements for some of the security or national security systems. But they are becoming much more closer together and aligned. NIST has led this task force since 2009 when it was created, and they've already published three common or harmonized sets of guidance. And the NIST, that is, does not have the authority to for national security systems to use that system, the Committee on National Security Systems does. And they issued an instruction guiding their members to go ahead and use the harmonized NIST guidance.
And is there any, the difference between using the harmonized and non-harmonized version is the NIST ones take into account most of the concerns, right?
Yes, for the most part they do. There are a few differences that remain, particularly as it relates to program management controls and some other areas. But for the most part, they are very similar.
So you guys have made a couple of recommendations.
Yes.
that this can actually go farther, right?
Yes. What we're recommending is that, one, that they collaborate both on the NIST side for the civilian non-national security systems, and then the other classified DOD intelligence community continue their work, identify additional policies and security publications for harmonization, and to implement certain key practices in terms of making sure that this process will be able to sustain itself going forward. For the most part, it's been done, I won't say on an ad hoc basis, but it's been done on a more flexible, informal basis. And in order for it to continue and sustain its success, we believe that they should probably implement a few well-known practices and leading practices for collaborative work, such as defining roles and responsibilities and other activities like that.
And that seemed, I mean, as I was reading through the report last night, it just seemed to me that the potential of something going wrong, just out of confusion, not somebody doing something even beyond something malicious happening, just confusion.
Well, that's one thing, you know, in terms of what this effort is intended to help reduce, is to make sure that there are or that these organizations are working off of the same set of guidance.
And so is this something that you'll continue to follow up on?
Yes, we will follow up on our recommendations and the actions undertaken to implement them. Both DOD and NIST agreed with our recommendations and indicated that they would take those into account.